Hello, welcome back to It Takes Four to Tango. This week, how to avoid being tricked by the media. So, as you all know, statistics play a huge part in not only this podcast when we explain ideas, but it's a massive way in how the world works and portrays ideas to you. We make a huge amount of decisions based off stats, and I want to share with you what I learned from a book called Statistical by Anthony Rubin. And it just sheds a little bit of light into the world of stats and how they can be used to easily manipulate and mislead people if you're not careful. One example of this is averages. So we probably all know from maths, there are three types of average: the mean, median, and mode.
What about range?
No, that is not an average.
That's not an average.
So just in case anyone doesn't know what those are, the mean is generally considered like the average, if you get what I mean. It's calculated by adding everything up and then dividing by the number of inputs of data.
There's a rhyme, isn't
there? Yes, there is.
Ooh, sing it for us, Ezra.
Okay, it goes like this. Hey, diddle, diddle, the median's the middle.
Well, yeah, that's my next point. The median is the middle of the data set. And the mode is the most commonly occurring value in the data set. So one example of how this can be misleading is if you look at average age deaths. Nice cheery topic. Now, we all know that medical treatment has increased how long we all live for. However, in 1964, the average age of death was 65. So that means most people died around the age of 65, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no. So the mean death age was 65. So if you added up all the ages that people died at and divided by how many people, 65 is what you would get. However, the modal death age, so the death age most people died at, was zero. So more people died before their first birthday than any other age. So due to like amazing advances in medicine, thankfully this isn't the case anymore. But this shows how the difference in the two averages can...
That can't be possible.
That can be possible, can't it?
But to get an average down to 65, with the most being at zero, you would have to have a significant amount of deaths being at like 90.
Yeah,
plus, which I doubt was the case at that time.
Hello, this is Sim from the future editing the podcast. As I was going through, I realised there was a slight bit of confusion between what I said and what Ezra thought. I said that the modal average was zero, which means that the highest number of people who died at the age of zero. Now, this doesn't mean that over 50% of people died at the age of zero. It just means that at the age of zero, there was a higher majority of people who died. So let me explain. If you have a population size of 100, say, you could have 20 people who died at the age of zero. But then if you had 19 people who died at the age of 60, 18 people who died at the age of 61, 17 people who died at the age of 62, and so on and so on, you then have a mean average of something a lot higher, but the modal average is zero. All of these stats are from the statistical book. We can maybe link it in the Instagram if you want to check it out. Likewise, in 2016, the modal age of death was 86. However, the mean was 78. So this is an example of how the media can manipulate statistics to show you to exaggerate points, say. Another example that might be helpful within this is if you imagine a drunk guy walking down the middle of a road and he's walking on the dashed lines right in the middle, swaying from side to side. On average, he's directly in the middle of the road, so on average, the cars won't hit him.
However, he's obviously going to get hit. You might be looking for a nice place to go on holiday. Place that's warm, so on average 30 degrees. Well, the Sahara Desert has an average temperature of 30 degrees, although it's 50 degrees a day in the day, and it can get as cold as minus 20 at night. So, like, the problem with averages is that one number can make everything seem constant and smooth, but in reality, that's not the case. The next way that stats can alter your perspective is by using graphs. And we've been told this a lot at school, where they'll say, oh, there's a correlation between the amount of hours you spend in school and your grade. So they'll be like, oh, people who go have an attendance of 99% are almost like they're much more likely to get an A star. Well, it depends if it's correlation or causation. So if you plot those two things on a graph, then yes, there may be a correlation, but is it a causation? For example, there is a correlation between cheese consumption per capita and the number of people dying by becoming tangled in their bed sheets.
Cheese lovers.
So that doesn't mean that the more cheese you eat, the more likely you are to die by becoming tangled in your bed sheets.
People actually die from...
But those are two extremely unrelated things. Because
surely you could say that the things like the school are related.
Yes, because the more time you spend at school, the more you learn, the more likely you are to get grades. Or the better grades you get, the more enthused you are to go to school. So therefore, your attendance increases.
Or the more you're going to school, the more you become that kind of person who puts effort into things.
It's not a direct causation. So you might say the person whose parents make them go to school 99% of the time, their parents might be more inclined to help them with their exams. And so there's a lot more factors that just go into, come to school 99% of the time and you will get an A star. It doesn't work like that, if that makes sense.
I think there's you say there's a logical side to it as well, though, because it does make sense that if you're in school for most of the time, then you'll get better grades.
But I suppose there's lots of different reasons for that. Like we just said, there's like loads of different ways how being in school the majority of the time will help you get better grades, not just the fact.
So this school example is a great example of how they're using that statistic to manipulate the students into coming into school, essentially.
Well, there's lots of different things, because it's not just how much you're going to school. It's they should really look at like how much they enjoy school and then compare that to the grades, or how much they are engaged with the lessons. Because you could come to school 100% of the time, sit around, do nothing, you know, mess around, do whatever you want, don't get any grades, and still you're gonna be getting your really good attendance.
Yeah.
But they hate lessons, they aren't engaged at all, they never listen. So they are what is called what's the word in statistics, like an outlier?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, it's an anomaly.
Mm-hmm.
They don't follow the traditional correlation. Like, you would expect that because they are, according to the school, they are coming in all the time and therefore they should be getting good grades, but they're not. They're going against what the correlation is saying.
It's quite interesting. If you want to have a little look at some more examples of these, there's a website called Spurious Correlations. It's very interesting, actually, because you might think it's full of these random correlations, like the cheese consumption and people dying in bed sheets, but there's one.
TylerVigan.com.
TylerVigan.com.
That's the website.
But what's actually very interesting is the accuracy of the correlation. So, for example, here on the website, there's one that correlates the age of Miss America with the murders by steam, hot vapors, and hot objects. And actually, the murders, I'll get Ethan to put this graph on the Instagram, because it's they are so well correlated. It's it kind of blows
what's
your mind.
The correlation, like, as the age of the smoker,
it starts at 23.75 years from 1999 to 2001. Then the murders by steam and the age of Miss America both fall from 2001 to 2002. But then both increase from 2002 to 2003. They both fall again from 2003 to 2004. They then both increase dramatically the next year and then fall dramatically over the next 2 years. And like, it's just insane how...
It might be easier to say that, like, it's like, imagine a graph that's like a random wiggly line. It's really crazy. And then the correlation with
the other factor literally follows. Does
the website tell you exactly how many people died by getting entangled in bed sheets?
Yes, it does.
Yeah,
because that is a really weird statistic to keep a record of.
It goes from just under 400 deaths to a maximum of just over 800 deaths.
What's the time frame for
that? Is that like worldwide in every year?
That's in a year.
Is that worldwide?
Yeah, I assume so.
Okay.
And it gives you the data sources at the bottom as well if you wanted to really check it out.
Even better. Get to the sources of our sources.
But yeah, so maybe next time you see or hear a statistic, think about where it's actually coming from. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening. Make sure to check out the other three episodes, and we'll see you next week.